around the booths, where the booths, so everybody, and then you guys can surround it so no one can touch it. Or in the middle of the field where they're doing the car show.
And I paid for that, I won't touch it.
aren't you going to drive it? Aren't you going to drive it in the parade?
Well, I think,
or is it too big?
I assume, yeah.
So well, I was wanting it to be displayed so people could actually come see it. And my goal is to have everybody in town bedazzled in red, white, and blue. Ergo your shirts and stuff. But I'm having trouble getting people to sign up for parade, so it might just be 5 people. Bedazzled.
Well, if we got that truck, that's good enough.
I think you should have
bedazzled. Well, I think hopefully the old one and the new one.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I want all your trucks.
Oh, yeah.
I'll need them all.
I remember.
But I would like to have that one displayed afterwards so people could come and see what the town's doing with it.
We're planning on doing maybe some, I haven't found any yet, some old giveaways, maybe spin that wheel for a prize and stuff like that, bring people in to look at it.
Well, I think you should have a dunk tank and have the fire chief sit on there.
There is a dunk tank.
Let him throw balls.
There's not a dunk tank this year, unfortunately.
Chris would be happy.
I remember.
I would just throw a ball at me first.
I remember like 20 years ago, Janola had an old fire truck, didn't we? And we auctioned it off.
Yeah.
During the Janola celebration, mm-hmm. Brian Draper bought it. And I remember Clark Davis bidding on it because it only went for like $1,000 and he was bidding, and his mother Ruth was just having a cow that he was bidding on this fire truck.
There's just one other thing. I need a clarification on when Janola was established.
The city?
There's a question between 35 and 36, and I have a t-shirt that says 90 years, and I don't want people to say it's actually 91.
1935, 1936?
When, question, when I Google it, it says 35.
When I cleaned out the closets when I was first elected in 97, I found a document that certified 1936.
Perfect. Then I'm gonna.
Now, I don't have it. It's somewhere in files somewhere. But,
don't make me go through those files.
But I've been.
I'm just saying, if you Google it, it says 35. And so I just want, if I'm going to go with 36, which is what everything I've done so far has 36 on it, I don't want someone come up to me and say you're an idiot. It's actually 35.
Oh, so was that when it was incorporated or officially?
Yeah. Incorporated.
Yeah, because I was going to say my grandparents were living out here before then.
No, it's been here for a lot longer than that, and it's been the town, but it wasn't.
Of course, that what the document you found online, it's somebody's narrative, so it may not be.
No, but I found another one that said, but it's still sketchy. It just is it's questioning exact wordage.
Well, you can say Neil will.
Yeah. I will. I'll do my airbrow. Everything it will be.
If you don't like it, vote him out of office.
Yell at the mayor if I'm wrong.
Okay. Work on getting me the town celebration date too, if you can give me that one. Because Cheryl was the one that called me when what we'd gotten. I talked to Draper, and I'm at this point, I'm just going to throw it out there.
There's going to be some. There's always somebody.
So what year are you going to say?
I'm not going to answer that because it's.
You're going to put it in writing.
No, if we're going to weld it up there, yeah, for sure. I'm going to dig deeper. I lean toward the inception of the White Lake Riding Club because that seemed to be.
That would be a valid time.
Yeah.
Just right on there, damn near 100 years.
Yeah. Somebody would expect that from me. Sorry.
The town website says 1935, by the way.
1935?
I can always add it to the town website.
I looked up gov.org or something like that, and it said 35. So that's why I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because everything I have is 36.
I think the stuff that Lucinda has started looking through some stuff for you, and she's pretty sure things got passed in 35, but it didn't take effect until
36.
36.
Yeah. We're going with that.
I am.
Okay,
Chad, you're up.
We're just working on the rodeo, getting ready for that. A lot of business. Appreciate everything. I think it's really honorable. We have a good budget, and we can pull out or 1.5 million in cash and build a building?
If you look in 2027, I increased the budget because I expect you to bring in more money this year.
You're starting to sound like a railroad to me. Every day, 10% more, you can do it.
If you don't bring it in, I'm going to have to amend the budget and take it down next year.
I can live with that. No, I think we'll have better weather this year. Last year, it blew like a mad dog, so proportional math, we should do good. Burgess Owens is going to come.
Yeah.
Him and... Is it Holly? Is that her name?
Holly Sweeten.
Yeah, Holly's going to come down. He was excited for that opportunity.
He's going to have stages.
I think it'll be great. We'll get him. You want to get him a shirt? Well, no, I'm sure he has his own.
I just need him to. He's required to wear a red, white, or blue.
Really? Okay, I'll tell him that.
But we're still doing pink night, though, on Friday, right?
I hate pink night, but whatever you want to do.
Well, that's why they all have pink shirts.
Yeah. So if you don't do it, we just won't wear pink shirts.
Well, you're going to have to change the whole thing. I mean, don't all your people wear...
Well, we'll usually put it in, and I
just doesn't like the color pink.
I don't. It's, I well, the thing with pink night, it just got so much rhetoric to it. There's nothing behind it. It's like just wear a pink shirt. My wife had the breast cancer, and I go, "Well, are we going to do something? Are we going to contribute?"
No,
but yeah, that's what I say. But yeah. So,
y'all just let me know, because then I won't get you pink shirts for the ones who don't have.
Yeah,
pink.
I have pink, plenty of pinks.
So are you doing pink night on Friday though?
I would. I
according what
I.
You,
yeah, I think
it's
it was.
Friday night, right?
Yeah, I want to think it was, because Patriotic Night would be Saturday night. You're correct, and that's what you got the money for, and so I'll reiterate that now. So we're ready. We're excited for that. There's been a lot of conversation and work on this. So
you got concessionaires selling hamburgers this year?
I think we're gonna have the scouts again. That went off the last two. Yeah, the last 2 years, it's been no problem. That's a blessing. It works good for them.
They got their own generator, and that solved all their problems.
Yeah, it seems like we've had no drama, which is a blessing. It's a win-win for both of us. So we do have some concessions coming in, and it's continuing to grow. I know we're all trying to stay hidden, but I don't think we're the hidden gem we once thought we were. It sucks. I do. I don't like it either. But,
it's all your fault.
I know. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Everybody knows. Anyway, thank you all.
Was there anything to do about parking?
Yes. Yes. So I reached out to Santa Cruz City. What's his name over roads up there, Neil? Golly, he's a good guy.
I don't know.
His wife owns a Santa Cruz up there. Anyway, they have a remote control robot, and I talked to Chris, and golly, he's a real nice guy. They're going to come down and stripe our ball field with paint that's not going to damage our grass, and that way we can park the grass. Talked to Officer Wall, and he's like, I can maybe get a guy or two to kind of help you at the beginning of the night. We're going to park on that grass to try to get some people off the streets, because we were parked clean up on State Street last year. And I talked to Chris, and Chris growled at me. He didn't want to park on there, but talking with, God dang, it's Jeannie. Anyway, I talked to him. He says, we've been parking on the ball fields in Santa Cruz. He goes, you may break a sprinkler head or two. And I told Chris, we'll pay for that out of the budget, and you can chew my butt, but I think that's going to help us with parking.
Another option is to let them park on State Street and have a bus that brings people back up and around.
I thought about that, Neil, but dadgum, it would only take one thing, and then you go down the liability path, you know. If we had residents volunteering and it had nothing to do with Genola City, but being that it's Genola's rodeo and we run the budget through there, that I kind of was hesitant of asking for a shuttle service. It would be nice, but I'm
well,
trying.
And if we had that, there would be additional cost. If it's professional, they'd have their own insurance. We can get liability insurance. We do for the rodeo anyway.
Yeah. So we, that's our plan for this
just
year.
Pretend we're in Mexico and just get a cattle truck.
Hey, I'm with you. But we also talked about, there's inside of our group, we talked quite extensively. It's like, we're not the only rodeo that has, if you go to Spanish Fork, you're going to hike your guts out. If you go, Nephi's not as bad, but like Lehi's a total disaster, and people just keep coming. So we're trying. Ashley Shepherd's going to open up her pasture, and I told her, good for you, sis, charge $10 a car, and they're excited for that. So we're trying, Darren. We've definitely come up with ideas.
We'll talk later, because I think there's some other options. That you
good, I love it. Absolutely.
I just know on my road, it was both. All the way down, so you can only get one car down.
If Carters have cut their hay,
yes,
to the north, you know, maybe they could sell $5 a a vehicle.
Well, we do that now. We that's where we put all our contestant parking in there. So we put all.
I'm talking to the on right off of Main Street.
All off of your dad's piece.
Yeah, Carter's are running it.
Chief, what would that do with your fireworks on Saturday night?
We're clear on Fork North. That's our, or Fork South.
Fork South, huh?
So we're
not a problem.
No, nope. Because my thought, Chad, was if you know where you have your contestants go.
Yes, sir.
They could come down by my house and turn if we had the cars clean up that, and they could get that way. Mm-hmm. But then you could extend the public parking all the way down that field to the west.
The only bad thing about that, Darren, is we try to keep as much away, because that's the only side that we can't control for ticketing.
Oh.
Because the contestants, and we already have
enough fences.
Yeah, it's really hard for us to control that side. But I like your idea. Always bring anything to me, because I am not the smartest bugger there is. So.
Is it worth it to rent, like, the Shepherd's Field? Like, we just pay them so we can automatically...
I'd rather they handle their own and handle it at themselves. I agree, that's an idea as well. But if they're made it and they come up with their capitalism last year, everybody thought I was going to be mad, and I went, good for you. Good for you. You know what I mean? I don't care. If you're helping my problem and you're making money...
Well, maybe for Carter you do that and say, hey, you don't want to sit there at the gate? Fine. How about if we pay you?
Who's running Coleman's ground, that 7 acres they have behind their house? It used to be Herbal.
No, I'm running it. Yeah, they.
Well, why don't you just in good faith?
Well, I don't think it'll be ready by then, because I'm already so far behind on water. But at this point, I just don't water it and let it go to pot.
Hey, you got a good buddy to help you move the hand line?
Oh, I am the good buddy on the farm. My wife keeps saying, you need to hire some kids. I go, I can't even afford kids. So, but anyway, so thank you. I think they're coming
straight away.
Yeah, they should be here anytime.
And they're going to be here for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then they're off to New Zealand.
Good, that's good, because I don't want them mad at me, because I'm so far behind.
Anything else?
No, I thank you for all.
Curtis?
Nothing. Well, I appreciate you being patient with my passion, and, you know, just... seeing a problem and trying to fix it. So that's enough said. Town dinner on the 18th. Is there anything you want the city council to do? Just show up?
Just show up.
Okay.
Is his name seriously Magic Mike? Because I am so putting that in the
bag. Don't.
He does normally call me Magic Mike.
I'm going to totally put that in.
Put it in.
Why not? I mean,
who
it's
is fun. Yeah. The magician, magician.
It's also a stripper name.
He's not a stripper.
He's not a stripper, but it's
I'm just going to have to specify. Not a stripper.
I won't ask how she knows that.
Yeah. you're digging deeper. Stop digging.
I'm just saying, we might get a big turnout if we just leave it Magic Mike.
Yep.
Everybody wants to know.
You're the only one that's thinking that. Everybody else is
thinking. What did Brad approve?
I'm just telling you, every woman who sees it's Magic Mike is going to be like, what?
Yes. And Janola.
You will be.
Are we having town council the Wednesday before the town dinner on the 17th?
Yes.
Tell me. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Brennan.
I just wanted to thank the council for a healthy discussion tonight throughout this meeting. I appreciate that we, I think, thorough on the issues and want to do what's best for our community. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Given where we are, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. I never have to give you one of these again.
Another one, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, this is...